Interested in ghosts? UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that capture.
We go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/ Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/ CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.
Thank you. Do you feel like there's something happening in your home or business? Something you can't explain? Do you think that whatever is happening seems to be paranormal? Do they exist? Florida Ghost Hunters at FloridaGhostHunters.com are looking for haunted locations throughout Central Florida. Let the team at Florida Ghost Hunters investigate your paranormal experience. Their mission is to disprove a haunting with science, to find a reasonable explanation to a problem, and whatever is left becomes evidence. FloridaGhostHunters.com. If you've experienced paranormal activity in your home or business, you are urged to visit FloridaGhostHunters.com and click Need Help. FloridaGhostHunters.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
An incurable optimist at heart, Marshall is in it for the species, and I can see that on a t-shirt right now, a bunch of people joining that movement, in it for the species. His mission is to help others become self-informed about future catastrophic threats. He also believes that men and women must face the next global catastrophe, much like my trying to read this bio.
Yeah, I think we're facing it right now.
Yeah, I'm facing it, Marshall, right now.
Okay.
Men and women must face the next global catastrophe as co-equals and advocates a service-to-others approach to survival. The website, www.marshallmasters.com. That, of course, is linked up at ghostlytalk.com. And welcome back to Ghostly Talk, Marshall.
It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back here. I remember the last time we were talking about this just a few minutes ago. The last time we had you on, we just had an absolute riot, and it was a learning experience. Now, we were going to start off with something tonight, and we're going to start from the ground up on this thing. I'd like you to, if you don't mind, because this is important stuff, and I mean, it's really, I want to get a point to discuss this tonight. I'm going to basically just give the floor over to you, okay, and explain what's going on with this thing and the implications of that. Is that cool with you?
Yep, and this has to do with WordPress. WordPress, people know the blogging software. It's out there. It's popular, and they run a site where you can have free sites. And this is about a defamatory site called YowCrooks. And I've made defamatory complaints through other services, Google, Yahoo, YouTube. They take it very, very seriously. They don't tolerate hate speech, and they are very diligent in the way they deal with it. WordPress seems to have this fatwa for profit approach. when you look at this blog that they're maintaining on their site, it's yowcrooks.wordpress.com, which means it's a subdomain of a domain that they own. So they own this name. I mean, it's not something where they're saying, well, it's not us, it's the other guy. They own it. That subdomain belongs to them. Now, when you make a filing with someone else, you get an acknowledgement. Now, what they do is they circumvent the law because they create a black hole system. What they say is free speech. So in this particular case, this site is disputing the information we publish, which is fine. That's free speech.
Mm-hmm.
However, when they start putting people's faces up there and say, these are the faces of evil. And I'm seeing not only my face, but Nancy Leader, Greg Defleron, and other Planet X 2012 researchers. And that was, when I saw that happening, I said, whoa, this is really taking on a dangerous proportion here. This is right out of the Joseph Goebbels Let's Kill 'Em playbook. All right? Okay. You know, it's no laughing matter. I mean, what happens? How would you like to have your face on the internet and somebody saying, someone please kill this man?
Well, I've got
that's
lots of that. But you're right.
Think about it.
The thing is these folks do seem to be somewhat serious. I mean, they have their WordPress site, and they're really, I don't know, is their intent to call you out and say, hey, what
No,
what
this
research,
is an intent,
or are they just defaming?
They're defaming. Now, here's the serious part of it. I mean, people just tend to go, well, gee, it's a free speech issue. It's a free speech issue. You know, and it's always easy if you're never on being targeted to say something like that. But when you're being targeted like that, and I see someone like a Nancy Leader, and what you have to understand is that hate speech leads to hate crimes. That's just a simple fact of the matter. Let's look at this, this Dr. Tiller that was shot in his own church. All right, Randall Terry, who shot him, all right, published on the internet that he said, in his words, the doctor is a mass murderer. He is an evil man. His hands were covered with blood. Now, when you use the word evil and you put somebody's face on it, you put somebody's name on it, what you're doing is you are setting them up for some nutter who's looking for someone to transfer their hate, to go get crazy. Now, that is the really hideous part about it. And when I look at a company like Google or Yahoo, they're sensitive to this issue. They understand it. They understand hate speech turns into hate crimes. WordPress is, they are absolutely, completely Nazi mentality. These people, you can file complaints. You can't. First off, there's no email address you can file with. There's no fax number you can file with. It's only their online forms. And they ignore that. They never, ever, ever respond to those complaints. Complain numerous times. They never, never respond because they do not want there to be any record of them acknowledging a complaint. They have a voicemail system. Again, they never respond, so they never have to acknowledge that there's been a complaint. You read the law that is relevant to this, and the acknowledgement is important. And so what they do is that they have set this up in a fatwa for profit situation so that if somebody, if there is a tsunami flood or a some kind of natural catastrophe, and someone says, gee, you know, these people talked about it, so they brought it upon us. Let's go kill them because they're minions of the Antichrist or something. Well, you never know. We have crazy people out there.
Well, you know, I think it, and you mentioned this already, you know, there's nothing wrong with contesting people and having different opinions and stuff.
Well,
like
there
that.
Are ways to go about that.
There are ways. We've had people debate us. We've been debating. We've debated people. We've went back and forth with people before, but, you know, it'll be a very cold day in hell before you would ever see us putting up a picture of someone on our website saying, "You need this person needs to be killed, they are the Antichrist, and they need to be brought down. Somebody do something about this right now."
When you use the word evil, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, you invoke.
That is exactly what you do. You call them. Let's look a little history here.
Okay.
There was a time when there were intelligent women in both the United States and Europe who asked rational questions that happened to challenge the status quo. They were branded as evil and then burned at the stake or drowned as witches. And in Europe, it was in the tens of thousands. The word evil is a Nazi word. It is a code word for criminality. It is a code word for action. And when I see that, and it was one thing that I'm sitting there taking the hit, all right, and originally started this guy had a beef with me. But WordPress is sitting there going, hey, fatwa for profit, we love it, bring it on. Then all of a sudden, I'm seeing other people who are doing what they're doing, and they do it for love. Now, I'm running a business. I understand that. All right? But these people, they do it for love. They're trying to save lives. And I understand that WordPress, by virtue of the fact that it is aiding and abetting a hate monger, is painting a death warrant on their faces. And that is what I take objection to. All right? Period. Well, and that's the story.
Well, again, go ahead, Doug.
Legally, then, if WordPress, if anybody who represents, even in some intangible way, WordPress, ever said something such as, oh, yeah, I read that, or anything, if they ever say a single thing, then they must act on this, right? But
if they set it up so that, there's the gotcha, there's the catch-22. You said, if they know, they must act. What they've done is they've set up their complaint process so that they can avoid admission of acknowledgement.
Ah, so they found a loophole there,
obviously.
Yeah.
They've got a loophole system.
Hmm.
They are aiding and abetting hate mongers by intentionally creating a black hole complaint system.
Wow. You know, I was just talking about this, and I was just, not WordPress, you know, but a very similar thing. We were talking about the Angel of Death at the Nazi concentration camps, you know, what was his name? I can't remember. I was just talking about it last night, but now I'm drawing a blank because I want to remember it. Anyway, he was called the Angel of Death, and he did all these nasty experiments and things like that, mostly involving twins. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my friend what we were talking about. It. I said, that's so bizarre because they didn't have any check or balance there. What kind of system would, you know, let somebody, you know, who is essentially a monster? What?
Joseph Mengele.
Yes, that's it. Joseph Mengele.
Joseph Mengele.
And he what kind of system would, you know, not have somebody say, hey, just what is it that you're doing? You know, I read your report and, you know, killed 2,000 sets of twins this week was not in your goal. You know, you've either gone above and beyond or you are, like, absolutely totally a monster. And I didn't see any checks or balances. It's a similar thing right here with WordPress in that there's nobody looking over this stuff, nobody, you know, responding to complaints or...
Christ, you go on Wikipedia, those people are, I mean, that's just one, and that isn't a blogging site.
It's completely different.
But believe me, we've dealt with this on a personal level,
yeah.
Marshall.
It's the opposite. They have their fingers in everything. They want to make sure that what you put up on their website, and the thing is anybody can start a Wikipedia page, but you could say, you know what, I want
to. And anybody can start a WordPress blog.
And anybody can, so it's very similar. It's just that you start a Wikipedia page,
it's going to be monitored, and they will remove it if they see fit to.
It's in there, and they have their fingers in it, and they go, you know what, it's not quite up to standards, let's work on it, or, you know what, it's not working for us, or they'll be like, you know what, this is a great idea, let's run with it, let's do it.
Yeah,
and so they are there every step of the way, and I see that two completely different regimes. I might
and straight
throw
up
out
regimes
there.
More or less.
Yeah,
yes.
You've got the Wikipedia on the one side with their fingers in everything, and you've got WordPress who are completely hands off with everything. And I don't know if I'd want to run my website that way. I mean, they're paying for the bandwidth.
Well, you know, the thing for WordPress is I call it fatwa for profit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's that old expression, it comes from Texas, anybody will stop to watch a dog fight. Now, you know, if you're a publisher, you've got a book on Amazon, you can have people write reviews that never read your book. They just want to take issue with something else, or maybe they didn't get a delivery and they want to ding you.
They didn't even like the title, maybe. I mean, I've heard of that before, too.
Yeah, I have, too.
Right, and so they can do that, and, you know, Amazon has this, anybody will stop for a dogfight. But, you know, even with them, there is a point where hate speech crosses the road, and if you complain on something like that, Amazon will pull it, all right? Because they're not about hate speech. That's something that they're not going to endorse. In this case, what WordPress is doing is that they have found a way, a loophole, just exactly as you said. They have found a loophole, a way to circumvent the protections so that they can just subject people to these hate mongers. And the fact of the matter is, whether you like it or not, hate mongers draw traffic.
Well,
and
I was
what
just...
WordPress wants is traffic for hate.
That's what I was just going to say. I read a book last summer called Against the Machine, and it was about more or less about the whole blogosphere that's out there now. And the whole, and I mean, the guy also took a lot of swipes at Wikipedia, too. But one of the main points he was making is that, well, especially with something like Wikipedia and blog sites at that, because blogs are sources of information also, right?
Right.
what his whole idea was is that information itself is being skewed now. You know, back 20, 30 years ago, if you wanted information, you would go to the encyclopedia, right? And you,
right.
By grabbing that encyclopedia, that hardbound, heavy book, right, it had, you know, credibility, right there.
A certain guarantee of
information, reliability.
Reliability.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Editorial process.
Exactly. And, you know, now where we have the flexibility of the internet and blogs and Wikipedia and things like that, information is always suspect at all times. Where, like we were just talking about with Wikipedia and even blogs too. If you're write off something in your blog, Marshall, and this is obviously the case right here. You know, you're write some. This is what's going on here. This is what we're doing. This is what's up. Somebody can go on and totally contest that, right? And more or less, like you're saying, you know, it turns into a dogfight, and a lot of people watch that. It's one thing we've always tried to avoid here on Ghostly Talk was dogfights. There's shows out there that love the dogfight all the time and turn it into the Ricky Lake or Jerry Springer show. We won't do that here, okay?
Right.
But it's the same thing goes with blogs of your sort, but blogs that the one we're looking at right now, yowcrooks.wordpress.com, where a company like WordPress, it seems obvious that they're not taking the steps to go, look, we got to keep this stuff down. These people are being burned at the stake here. This isn't cool. In relation to companies like Google, like you said, who take this stuff very seriously.
Oh, they do, yes.
And I know that firsthand too. So,
what do they hope to gain? I mean, first of all, I have to say there are ways to take exception with people and people's ideas without it being, you know, hate speech, right? There are ways.
Right. There's plenty of ways to do it.
There's, like, you know, I'll tell you, with on there, he put Nancy Leader's picture up there, and you could go to my site and see not one but several articles where I disagree with Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
But I disagree about, I don't, you know, about the science of certain things. We're at the thing, all right? We don't get below the belt, and I sure don't get personal. As a matter of fact, my feelings about it is that I deeply admire her because she does what she does for love. This woman is what motivates her, what gets her up every day. And she could, if she wanted, she had plenty of opportunities to turn her website into a going financial concern, and she doesn't. She lives on the cheap because she wants her integrity. She is about saving people's lives. And when I see her photo in Face of Evil, that was the point. It was one thing, I'm getting abused. I mean, you know, it's like a tick. But when I see her and I see other people, and I know what motivates these people, they're the light workers. And look, if we're going to have an enlightened age, we need light workers. What we don't need are nutters like this Yowcrooks and companies like WordPress targeting them for acts of violence. Because the thing is, right now we can be having a nice conversation. But after some sort of catastrophe happens and someone loses someone near to them and they're angry and they want to take it out, then they happen to just drift onto this website. Boom, what do they have? They have pictures of people who are evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their targets.
No, and
that's what happens. That is what happens. You know, we have people go crazy with pistols for no crazy reason. Yeah. Some girl says, hey, I don't want to go out on a date with you. Next thing you know, he blows her away and a half a dozen of her classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's definitely a different time we live in now. We've often talked on the show here, you know, look, Ghostly Talk wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the internet. I mean, I think we've embraced that a long time ago. If it wasn't for the internet, there'd be no Ghostly Talk. But on the other hand, there are a lot of things with the internet, much of what we're talking about right now, that are a problem, that need to be more. I mean, and I'm the last person, you know, I'm all about free speech and all that stuff too. But there comes
a
point.
There's a line.
There is a line you come to, and I'm tired. I really am. I'm getting sick of hearing it because I hear people, well, free speech, and you're trying to step in, you're trying to turn this into the Gestapo and all this stuff too. It's like, no, that's fine. You do have free speech, but look, when it becomes destructive, and you're not, look, if you want to make a point, look, Doug, I don't agree with what you're saying on this subject, Doug. So let's discuss this thing, and let's get it out in the open with each other. We often had conversations.
We've done that.
Right, Doug?
Right. But I have not.
I have not went to our website our website that we both work on together, you pay for, I do all the admin work stuff now, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever our job is on the website. I don't go to our website and say, okay.
Doug said this,
and I hate him. He's a bastard. I'm going to, somebody needs to hurt him. He's my friend. I can call him.
Right.
You know?
I think that there are ways to go about doing this correctly, you know, taking exception with you and Nancy Leader and everybody. There's ways to do it correctly.
I love a good cynic.
Yeah, is this person doing this out of malice? I mean, it looks like it, but do they really wish harm on people? Or why would WordPress,
you know, when the Nazis were saying that all of the problems in the world were caused by Jews, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Gypsies, gays, and other undesirables. All right?
Right.
All of that was free speech in Germany, which led to what? The Holocaust.
The Holocaust, yeah.
Okay?
Well, again, just, yeah.
So the point here is that in times like this, I mean, you know, guys, aren't we getting a little tired of fatwas in the world? Can't we just talk to each other as human beings? Why do we have to have someone painting this word evil? Evil is a word that evokes violent intention.
Mm-hmm. Period. Well, that's the reason we're still doing our show and we're on our eighth year, because we talk like human beings to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one example.
I think we're doing it the right way. I mean, we don't tend to, you know, incite anger.
No.
Or negative actions in people, and I hope that we're trying to make people think. What can be done about WordPress?
Well, I just decided that I had to do something. Right now I'm just one man alone, and you know, I have to admit, WordPress with this fatwa for profit strategy has got a pretty slick thing going. They've got this set up. It's rigged so that they can circumvent the law. And, you know, the question is what are the legal remedies and all of that? But, you know, I look at that and I say, well, fine, I'm a businessman. And if I want to go get into all of that, I'll go grind through it. All right? But I'm thinking about light workers who are, you know, they're living on the cheap and doing what they do for love and trying to help people. They don't have the time, the money, and the gravitas to go out there and deal with this daunting legal system for someone like a WordPress. I think what we have to do is simply take, for companies like WordPress, to take the profit out of fatwa for profit. We need to create awareness that they are doing a reckless business practice that is wholly lacking in consideration of the life and safety of others by being aiding and abetting hate mongers like this fellow that's doing this Yacht Crook site.
Well,
he can go out there and dispute the science, say it's all, you know, 2012 is nonsense. He can say whatever he wants, but when he's targeting people for acts of violence and this company, WordPress, is actually aiding and abetting that effort with this circumvention of the complaint system.
Mm-hmm.
Take me back to Joseph Goebbels, baby, because that's where WordPress is.
It sure seems like it. There's no checks or balances there. Oh, yeah, no, it's break time.
Yeah, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, Marshall, I do want to get into talking about Planet X and the Bureau.
Let's do that.
Let's do that for sure. Yeah, let's take a quick break, though. I think we got the point across, though.
I hope so.
And you know what? Fine. Okay. This, you know,
hey,
we've dealt with the same. I know people personally who have been on the show also who have actually had to file,
yeah,
legal lawsuits on people for things similar to this. I know. I've talked to people about this because they came out and they had an idea that someone else didn't like. So they decided to drag them to the coals. Now, there's not, you know, again, I mean, there's nothing wrong with contesting what people have to say, right?
Right.
And challenging what people have to say. But you don't, you again, I mean, there's a certain, I think, I'll say it, fine, you don't like it. There is a certain line you do not cross when it comes to free speech. Bottom line.
Yeah, you know, hate crimes are definitely...
No, it's not cool.
...the other side of the line.
Let's lighten things up. Let's lighten things up.
Free hate is not free speech.
No, it isn't.
Exactly.
I agree. Let's get a quick break here. We come back.
Let's talk about Planet X.
Let's do that.
Let's talk about
moving along.
and we'll lighten it up from from hate speech. Right. That's not a very comfortable thing.
All right. Well, hang tight,
after
guys.
This break.
Yep. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be right back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey, Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh, wait. I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
I wish I could go
I'm Don't be caught bored waiting for something to go bump in the night. Listen to the Paranormal Broadcast System with Brad, Brandon, Todd, and Paul.
Well, hello, Mr. Phantom Man.
Listen to some great interviews with some amazing guests that run the gamut from ghost hunting groups across the country to paranormal personalities in the media. First, let's be serious for a moment. Then let's have some fun! We've got it all covered. Tune in and listen to intriguing interviews with our hosts from L.A. Spirits and the Louisiana Spectral Research Center. Then kick back and listen to us try to be funny with some crazy Cajuns. And some other guys, too. This is no kids show, folks. It's the Paranormal Broadcast System. Listen to us poke fun at ourselves. It's funnier that way. You can find us at www.laghosts.com. That's www.laghosts.com.
I can think of. By this time of the show, my voice starts to go religiously,
yes,
so I can't do my death grunts. Like, wow, I just totally broke it.
You broke what? You broke the system?
My beautiful, smooth as silk fades
are
just not where they need to be. I have to.
Well, we can practice that every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9
p.m. We don't have a producer here, you know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We just, you know.
We're talking with Marshall Masters, besides, you know, obviously, and it's a very important thing. People do need to take it to heart that, and I said this on the break, that the very thing that allows a lot of people to communicate and to exchange ideas and to... and to, you know, get their ideas out there and let inform people can be used in a very negative way. And and he's running into that situation right now. And I know many people who've run
We've
into
We've dealt with a lot of people.
Situations, but
I've dealt with people that come on this show, and as a result of them coming on our show,
they've been
crucified.
Yeah, and think that's wrong. I mean, you need to start thinking for yourself and taking all this in. And Marshall has a very interesting. I mean, the ideas that you bring, Marshall, are just fantastic. But and it starts with your intro. Your intro is very confusing to me. here's why, Marshall. I'm going to go through it. I just
you guys are fun. I love it.
Listen to this. Mm-hmm. An incurable optimist at heart is how the intro starts, right? That's how we describe
it. We introduced him earlier, yeah.
And then it says, his mission is to help others become self-informed about future catastrophic threats, right? I'm an optimist.
I'm not a Pollyannish optimist.
Well, that's good.
Sorry, I have to put that caveat.
Yes.
Let's talk about Planet X, though, a little bit. Let's get into this thing. We got some time here to discuss this thing. The Planet X Nibiru 2012, the flyby scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
We'll lay it down like that, and I'm going to give you the floor again, because I prefer it that way. It's all you, Marshall.
Well, with the flyby scenarios, what we were doing is our February 2009 report on YouTube. It's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/yowbooks, YOWBOOKS. Mm-hmm. And it was our first HD production, too, which was a lot of fun to make. And it really takes and walks people through the very high scenarios. The first thing they have to understand about Planet X, this thing is big. And it's in a comet-like orbit, and it's below our solar system, all right? It's in the southern hemisphere of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's impossible, really, to predict exactly where it's going to be at any one moment in time as we can with the other known objects in our system. You know, we know exactly where Earth is going to be so many days from now, or Mars, or Pluto, but... with this object, it's in a comet-like unstable orbit. I mean, if it was possible to take all of the computers on the planet and wire them together into one huge HAL or Whopper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And compute that orbit we couldn't do it because it's just inherently unstable. All right? And so when it's coming through, it's we're not exactly sure where this object, as it passes us through the core of the system, is going to pass across the ecliptic. That, you know, and the ecliptic is, for your listeners to understand, imagine you're in the center of the sun, all right, with, you know, really good suntan lotion.
Yeah.
SPF 82 billion.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
there you go.
Right, yes. And 82 billion plus. But you're there you are, and if you were to take from that point and go out to these 12 constellations of the zodiac, all right, and that is the ecliptic. That's that imaginary plane that slices through everything. Well, it's when it comes up through that, that point where it crosses the ecliptic, is a very important point, because we believe that, that there will be a beginning of a strong electrical interaction between it and the sun. Mm-hmm. And then it'll reach a point that's called perihelion. You know, it's in a long elliptical orbit, so it comes in to the system and then swings way, way out, and way far beyond Pluto, okay? And it swings back in. Well, when it comes to that point where it's just where it's that whip around, you know, turn the corner, when it's going to do that U-y, I guess, that's what we call perihelion. So the point where it crosses the ecliptic to the point of perihelion is what we are saying in our book, Planet X Forecast and the 2012 Survival Guide, is going to be the really, that's the kill zone. That's the worst of it. Now, the video that we did with the flyby scenario says, okay, now let's have some more granular specificity on this. Let's imagine it passes on our side of the sun or goes into the kill zone on the other side of the sun. And then there's variations on that. And what we do is we present eight different variations. And we count them down from least severe, which is kind of like a cosmic speed bump, to number one, which is an extinction level event that could take as much as 90% of life on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's like they say in real estate, location, location, location. And that's what it does. It really paints it, and we put it out there so that eventually at some point it gives people a reference, you know, at such times this object would be observed officially. And at that time, then people are going to wonder, well, you know, what's coming down the pike? But again, you know, that is going to be a work in process all the way through. So we put it up for that. And then the rest of it is we're seeing a lot of folks sending us in reports, what we call bogeys and red herrings. And the bogeys are, you know, classic people are going out with cell phones, all right? And they're getting these cell phone pictures of the sun.
Uh-huh.
Now, we've been tracking this, and we published an article on this on our website that addresses this whole issue of the red herrings, all right, and the bogeys. And what I will tell you is that all of these reports we were getting stopped virtually to a grind. I mean, that's it. Now it's we hardly get one. We were getting a lot of them. And so what that really tells me is that there were a lot of hoaxsters that were engineering this. Because the fact of the matter is you know, if you're sitting here in the Northern Hemisphere and you can take a picture of this with a cell phone camera, everybody's going to be standing out in their backyard pointing up at the sky and crapping their collective pants.
Well, yeah.
All right. So what they're doing is they're getting a lot of sundog photos, which is really, you know, with the little cameras that are in cell phones, it's easy to cause these aberrations. But once we put some light on this, all right, and we explained it to the public, we saw a lot of these false reports start falling off immediately. So that tends to tell me that if this were a genuine thing out there, a mainstream zeitgeist kind of thing, then this would just keep on going. We'd still have these cell phone photos, But when it falls off, that tells me that probably a good portion of it was being engineered for disinformation.
Right.
In other words, to exhaust attention.
Hmm.
Take people down rabbit holes.
Right. If they keep you
busy. It never happens, fellas. Nobody ever does that, right?
No, not at all. But if people keep you running around in circles and chasing these mm-hmm. things, then you don't have, you know, time or energy to, you know, organize what needs to be organized for the time.
That's right.
There's a time when suddenly, you know, even scientists will be able to look in a telescope or whatever and see this Planet X. And will they be able to run models and simulations and determine at that point which of these seven scenarios was closest to the mark, or is this going to happen too quickly?
It's going to roll out in stages. Mm-hmm. I think at first we're just going to be able to, you know, take rough estimates and, you know, that we'll say, well, if it continues going this way, mm-hmm. it's going to go here. But, you know, it's, again, it is an unstable object. And so, you know, that's the reason why I use the word forecast in the title.
Mm-hmm.
That's about, you know, I mean, it's about the best you can do. You know, it won't rain tomorrow.
So take an umbrella, yeah.
Right.
I've done that.
And we get caught that way. And so that's about the best we can do is forecast it. And I think that in general, they'll have a degree of certainty on certain things. I think they'll definitely be able to see if it is going to have the more worst-case scenarios. Mm-hmm. Probably it'll be somewhere in the middle. You know, usually things tend to sort out that way. But I think for folks at home, the important thing is, if they're aware of it, to understand that if you're saying right now, well, all of this is, you know, yada, 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 it's interesting, coinkydink, and I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Well, I would tell you about 99% of the world is going to cross that bridge when they come to it. And there's not that many bridges to cross. So you're going to have to take a number, a mighty long number.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the other hand, if you're looking at this and saying, well, you know, we certainly don't want to be right about it. I certainly don't want to be right about it. I have people say, well, gee, what happens if Planet X doesn't come? And I say, yippee, I'll get drunk.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, I mean, who the heck wants to be right about something like this?
Right.
But, on the other hand, if you're aware of it and you're able to read the signs, you know, one of the things I remember, I was talking to a guy at NBC. And I said, you know, in my book, I tell my folks, tell the readers to, when they're watching television, turn off the audio and put on classical music. And the reason why is that the talking heads are going to be about 2 milliseconds ahead of them with logical questions, and they're going to sound dumb most of the time because they're just pulling it out of their arse. On the other hand, if you're not listening to that thump-thump music the news networks use to sell us credit cards and tampons and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
And you're listening to classical music and you're just kind of having, you know, that easy moment, right? And you're watching the video. Because, see, the video doesn't lie. What we try and do in the book is we take, here's how to look at the video that you're seeing that's coming from the news cameras, and so that you can interpret it yourself, that you don't need some vacuum head talking brain on TV who just, you know, that morning, what am I talking about today, guys, you know? And, you know, you're not subject to that kind of thing. And so, well, he didn't like that. but that's if people are going to be aware of this, all right, it gives them a huge advantage. Awareness is a huge advantage. Think back to the Sumatra superquake, December 2004, and the tsunami.
Uh-huh.
Now, during that, who did most of the dying? All right, actually, who did all of the dying? Well, I'll tell you who did all of the dying. It was all of us civilized folks that got the civilized cars, civilized educations, civilized bank accounts, civilized jobs, civilized careers, and whatnot. and our domesticated animals that we have got as part of our civilized lives, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're the ones who drowned like rats. Who didn't drown like rats? All the ignorant natives we like to look our, you know, look down our noses at because they're ignorant and poor and whatnot. Well, the minute they were aware of their environment, and the minute that shake hit, they were running uphill screaming, "Feet don't fail me now."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. And wild animals were doing just the same. They were headed. And you go back and you look at the death toll, and all the ignorant natives, quote unquote ignorant, they survived. The wild animals, they all survived. Civilization died. We were the ones going, "Hey, honey, look at that. The fish are stranded. Get a basket." You know? All right?
Wow.
And we're being...
Marshall, you still there? What's going on here?
Is an ignorant name?
Oh, you still there, Marshall? We lost you for a second.
We lost the audio for just a moment, but we got it.
Oh,
back.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
I'm saying
absolutely true, Marshall.
Yeah.
Well, what
is that?
Go ahead.
People need to be, what I'm trying to say, I don't know where you lost me. What I'm saying to people is that awareness is you're out there and you're just aware of the world around you. You're in tune with it. You're looking at it. You can read the signs. And the point is, what does that give you? What it means is, while everyone else is stuck in traffic trying to get the heck out of town before the guacamole hits the fan, you've got a 6 hour to a 1 day head start on them, and you've got clear road.
Well, awareness, and I've been saying this for years now on this show at least, is awareness is always the key to everything. I think in that situation, those people they have a much stronger survival instinct than you know, civilization would. I mean, in terms of civilization are the people that they have the jobs, they have the possessions. Well, because, you know, well, I've done all this work, shouldn't I be safe?
Well, civilization has lulled us into a false complacency because you got to figure, you're like, well, I have insurance for that. And because they forced me to buy insurance.
Well, we're,
you know,
also
you have
stuck
to
on.
Have
we're also
hey,
stuck
give
on
the man a cigar. Give the man a cigar.
and you go, well, there's no way the government would allow that to happen to me. They even make me put my seatbelt on in the car in case I should run into.
We're also stuck on the fact of material possessions too. If and I've seen this in action.
Yeah.
Well, this thing's coming to destroy your house.
I'm not leaving my house.
Oh, yes, there is that. There is that, Marshall. There's that homesteading, that that thing about protecting, you know, what you know you perceive as yours, even though all of this is completely borrowed.
Well, yeah,
right. We borrowed everything from Mother Nature.
We're paying for a house. You don't own it. You know, there's only a few people that own houses.
I don't even mean own. I mean, yeah, you own the right to it for now. But
yeah.
I mean,
well, my thing is
that you're gonna pass away, and so am I.
Well,
and we all are, and then it'll go on to someone else. It's not really yours for a time.
Yeah.
You can claim.
But my point is that there are people that have, you know, and believe me, I have a lot of things that are very. Very sentimental to me.
But absolutely every one of them was brought about because, you know, because the raw materials were physically here way before man even showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all borrowed.
Yeah.
Everything you have is borrowed.
No, I agree. I just think that there is this whole idea, like you're saying, awareness is what it's all about. You know, I think civilization, again, being the term we're applying here, we're aware of only a certain amount of things. Well, that's usually about as far as our cell phone comes off of our ear, for one thing. Because that, you know, and my point is just that I noticed this. I could think that I'm a bit more aware than most people are. Now, I'm not slapping myself on the back, and I'm not asking for a button or anything like that. But when I'm walking around, I'm one of those people, maybe, and they probably think I'm a creep, because I'm always kind of walking around looking around me going, okay, you know, where's that guy that's going to stab me? Where's that guy that's going to shoot me? Where's that airplane that's going to fall on my head?
Marshall, we are in the Detroit area.
Yeah, we live in Detroit.
So we do watch a lot more than other towns. Yeah. But
I mean,
Is that like southern Lebanon?
Similar.
No, but I mean, I find myself, as far as my awareness of just my surroundings, just, you know, and I mean, maybe people out there listening to the show, I know what the sounds my house makes. If I hear a sound that doesn't, I don't know, I'm like, what's that? Something's broke. I got to fix it. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, just little things like mm-hmm. that. I try to be as aware as I can of things. And I don't think people that are in civilization, and I'm saying that right again, civilization as in the term we're using here for this discussion, I don't think people are nearly that aware. So, yeah, like you just said for the example, with a tsunami coming through, well, yeah, we're safe, you know, and they don't have any instincts, though. Whereas if someone who lives off the land, they again, like my home, you know, you're going to know every sound you hear. And if you hear something that doesn't, you know, that doesn't jive, okay, like you said, feet don't fail me now. I'm going up the hill so I don't get killed. Mm-hmm. So I think all that stuff kind of all ties together in the reason that, yeah, civilization does get killed in mass numbers when catastrophes like this happen.
Well, they will stand around and watch it, like, you know, oh, my gosh. It's just like you stand around and watch a car wreck or whatever. You just want to,
yeah.
Oh, I want to see what happened. Or fireworks. You're all just standing looking up at one, you know, poof. Oh, that was pretty. Ah. And I mean, you just have this thing for this entertainment value or something, and you have this complacency that oh, nothing bad can ever happen to me.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, that's being diluted. That's being marginalized. You know, that's becoming part of the herd. Let's be frank. That's what
it is. Welcome to the
herd. It is. But, you know, there's a flip side to awareness, too. I mean, when you're talking about being aware of what's happening with your house and the environment around you, but also awareness extends out in other ways. You know, I live near a redwood grove. And when I walk through that redwood grove, I see things that, you know, I mean, other people walk through and they go, tree, ooh, you know, I am seeing so much other things. I'm seeing things that are happening on the ground. I see a yellow slug here. I see all kinds of things going on. I noticed over here, now we're having, you know, flowers are blooming. And so awareness also brings the beauty of nature to you, too. So it's not just an obligation. It's not something that, you know, you have to do like flossing. You know, I mean, awareness is not flossing.
Yeah.
But it's more a part of it when you're looking at it, and it gives you also perspective. And when you are in a state of awareness, you quit judging things. We always want to judge things real fast. It's an easy way for those simple answers. This is good. That's bad. This is the best. This is the bomb. This is whatever. This is that. And that's it. You slap a label, move on. There you go. You know, no.
Well, no.
That's not how you survive. You got to read signs. You got to read signs. You know, like in the Western movies, you know, the trackers,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they go, how do you know he was here only 3 hours ago? No, oh, that growler still stinks, you know? Whatever.
Well, no, Marshall, I mean, one thing I've been doing a lot more lately is I've been walking a lot, trying to lose weight. Right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the big things, I mean, I go out and I walk. I grab my little MP3 player with my book on tape, and I just walk for miles at a time, right?
Right.
And now one thing I've noticed, and this just ties exactly with what you're talking about, is that just in my neighborhood, my immediate neighborhood, because I used to drive everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Get in the car and speed by everything as fast as I can. So I have to get to that thing or do that thing or whatever that thing is. And when you go out and walk, right? Basically, I mean, I'm just, again, in my immediate neighborhood, I notice all kinds of new things I never noticed before. You know, and it's amazing to me because it's like, well, I've lived here for 6 years. I never noticed that thing there before. Wow. Well, it's because I never saw it because I never took the time. Well, I was speeding by it at 100,000 miles an hour, but I never saw those things. So anyway, I mean, I've been admiring a lot more just subtle things that are in my surroundings. And again, that ties again back in with awareness and being more aware of your surroundings and things like that. So it all makes sense to me, Marshall. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Again, just awareness in itself. Take a friggin' walk sometimes.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, and it's interesting. You meet people you wouldn't meet otherwise. You have conversations. You know, it's like, here's an interesting thing a realtor once told me in Houston. She says, it's an easy way for us to figure out if a house was built before 1950 or after 1950.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how? She said, if it's before 1950, it'll have a front porch. After television came out, nobody wanted to sit on the front porch and talk to their neighbors anymore.
Ain't that the truth?
It's absolutely true. And it's every tiny little, like, 2 foot by, or 4 foot by 4 foot porches,
yeah.
Or just a step to go up into the house.
Nobody talks anymore. Unfortunately, Marshall, we got to cut the show. We're totally done.
We got to quit talking.
Just that we started doing some good bitching.
We just got into it.
God, oh, what a bummer.
Oh, man, you know, I love the piss and moan.
Well, Marshall, I hope we got some people not only entertained but also informed enough to go to youtube.com/YowBooks, YOWBOOKS, and see your latest your latest installment in HD. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
And of course, your website is MarshallMasters.com.
And also Yowza.com, YOWUSA.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I didn't have that one down here. Yeah.
That's the research site.
YowUSA.com. So thank you so much, Marshall. It's very, very awesome.
Great talking
and
to you.
And it went by. This last hour was like, it seemed like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it just totally shut. You got to leave us. Stay on the line for 1 second, Marshall. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight.
We also have to thank Jason Offit for coming on and discussing all about shadow people because, you know, he's got the book, Darkness Walks. The Shadow People Among Us. I want people to go and look for that.
Yeah.
And thank you for putting up with us for the very first hour of this show.
Yeah. We'll be back here next week. We'll be doing the show next week. And then
maybe we'll have all three of us in the studio.
It has been months.
And everybody, Tuesday night, just do this. If you don't do it for yourself or for your love of humanity or whatever, do it for Bonnie. Just say one, even if it's just one little tiny one, just go, Go Wings. It's this Tuesday night.
What's going on?
She's expecting them to win next Tuesday, upcoming Tuesday.
Who are they playing, the Broncos or whoever?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it the Broncos?
No, it's the Penguins, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, the Penguins.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just like last year.
Go Penguins.
No, other one. Oh, my gosh, she's going to get in trouble.
She's not here. So we're going to go get
Scott his spanking next. And we will be back.
I've been waiting all weekend for this.
Yeah, we will be back next Sunday.
You selling tickets to that?
YouTube.com. No,
YouTube.com/ghostlytalk.
We'll have it up there.
We do have a YouTube channel.
It's okay. So next week we will talk more about all of this stuff. And thank you everybody for listening.